Welcome to Unleashing You. This podcast is your permission slip to create success your way. I'm your host, Amanda Riffey, a certified success coach and female business leader who has climbed her way up the corporate ladder. I've been through burnout and back and found the tools to bring fun and enjoyment to my career while creating powerful results and leading in a way that feels authentic to me. This show brings you conversations with women just like you who have created massive success for themselves and are doing it in their own way. We'll hear about their personal journeys of growing their career while still prioritizing the things they love most. If you are ready to be challenged and encouraged to reach your next level, then buckle up, sister, because the road to dreamy success begins here. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Unleashing You. In today's episode, we are talking all about your intuition. I am going to share with you the behind the scenes of how the Unleashing You retreat was born and what you can expect at the retreat when you join us in September. Let's start with how the Unleashing You retreat was born. As many of you know, I live in Colorado. And when you live in Colorado, you eventually have to get a hot tub. It's just a thing you do. I mean, when you think of Colorado, don't you think of skiing, mountains, hiking, and hot tubs, right? So anyway, in January, we got ourselves a hot tub, and it was one of the first snowy days since the hot tub had arrived. And I was super pumped to go and get that snowy hot tub experience. So I went outside, got everything ready, and slid into the hot tub. As I typically do, I began scrolling through podcasts to decide which one to listen to during my snowy soak. As I was scrolling, I heard a quiet voice in my head. No, you don't need a podcast today. Just sit here. Just sit here in the silence. You need to just be present and alone with your thoughts. Now, I might have just scared some of you with that last statement. Be alone with your thoughts. I know that for some of us, this is one of the scariest things ever. But let me tell you a little secret. Your best clarity, your best ideas, they find their way to you when you are in silence. You know how people are always saying, oh, I get my best ideas in the shower, or I get my best ideas right before I'm trying to fall asleep, or I get my best ideas in the car. You want to know what's magic about those places? You are in silence. You're not taking in information from anywhere else. You're not listening to a podcast, watching TV, reading a book, working, having a conversation. You're just alone with your thoughts. You've actually given yourself space. Magic. And so that's what I decided to do that day in the hot tub. Just be alone with my thoughts. I had no particular agenda and nothing specific that I needed clarity on, but I just felt like that's what I needed to do. By the way, that's what intuition sounds like. A tiny little whisper in your head that you either need to listen to quickly or it's going to pass. Luckily, I decided to lean into it, listen to it, and in that moment, I put my phone to the side. Well, I take that back. I took a quick selfie, and then I put my phone to the side. I just sat in the hot tub in the quiet, watching the snow fall, just being with myself and being present. And guess what happened? Just like magic. I had an idea pop into my head out of nowhere that said, you know what? You should host a retreat and it should be here in Colorado. I was just sitting there taking in the views, the nature, the peacefulness of all of it. And I thought to myself, I want to share this. I want to share this with others. So I entertained that thought. But I'm not going to lie. Quickly, the limiting beliefs began to surface, saying, uh-oh, you're about to entertain an idea that scares us. So it's time to head back to safety. So I thought, okay, that sounds great. And a retreat is definitely on my long-term goals list. But keep in mind, this was February and I hadn't even hosted Unleashing You Live yet. Can't I just wait before I start planning another major event? Give it time. I'll be more ready if I wait. I don't know how to plan a retreat. What if Unleashing You Live crashes and burns, and then I've just invested thousands of dollars into a retreat that no one comes to? I've been here before. I've heard excuses just like these every single time I'm about to try something new. And guess what? Those excuses are always wrong. It always works out. Now, that doesn't mean it isn't uncomfortable. It doesn't mean there aren't setbacks or days when I question myself. But when I have an idea like this that seems to just come out of nowhere, it isn't by accident. It means that this dream is meant for me. Knowing that the universe works mysterious ways, I said, okay, if I were to host a retreat, what would that look like? What would the elements be? I really believe it should be in Colorado and definitely somewhere with a hot tub. I also really want it to center around this feeling that I'm in right now, in the hot tub. This feeling of allowing my inner voice, my inner knowing to come to the surface. We need to escape into nature, into an inspiring setting with women who are dreaming big, with women who we could just be so real with and not have to worry about what anyone thinks. A setting where we can give ourselves space to hear those inner whispers and turn those tiny whispers of an idea into something real. So as I was sitting there, I pictured being at this retreat. I pictured the women sitting in an incredible mountain house with those gorgeous September Rocky Mountain views. I pictured it being right after my 40th birthday. What a way to walk in to this next decade of my life. I pictured us journaling, workshopping our ideas, bouncing ideas off of each other, talking about strategy, talking about action, doing big things. I pictured pampering a private chef to make our meals for us, eating healthy, nourishing food. I pictured a sauna, a gym, all of the luxury things that I know we're craving. I thought about intentional movement that feels good and feeds our soul, allowing us to tap even deeper into our intuition. I pictured a getaway that was a pure transformation. You guys, our intuition is our North Star. It is never going to steer us wrong. Our ego? Yes, that can steer us wrong. But not our inner knowing, not our intuition. And that's what we're creating at the Unleashing You retreat. We are creating a space that, number one, teaches you the difference between those ego thoughts and your true knowing and intuition, so that you know when to trust your thoughts and follow them and give yourself the opportunity to practice so that you can really get good at distinguishing the two. And number two, it sets the stage for your best ideas, your best inspiration, your biggest dreams to thrive. And not only that, you are surrounded by women who are all investing in themselves too. They are investing in their big dreams, and they are doing all of those scary actions right alongside you. There is so much power in that. So there you have it. That's my story on how Unleashing You Retreat was born. I should add that after I got out of the hot tub, I immediately sent a voice note to my coach for two reasons. One, because I was excited and I wanted to share my excitement with her. And number two, because I wanted to hold myself accountable. We have got to take fast action when we are in a moment like this. Let's think about it. What could have happened if I hadn't sent her that voice note? Well, I would have just let that idea sit for a little bit, been excited about it. And then, you know, the newness wears off, the idea wears off, and eventually the momentum slows down to a stop. I would have given it more time for the fear to sink in. And then all of a sudden, yeah, it sounded like a great idea, but here are all the reasons I've come up with on why I can't do it right now. The retreat would have never happened. I say this to you because I know there are so many of you who have big dreams too. They aren't necessarily to host a retreat. Maybe they are, but not necessarily. You might dream of starting your own business. You might dream of finally changing career paths. You might dream of slowing down and spending more time with your family or traveling. You might dream of moving into a leadership role within your company. But when you get that hit of inspiration and intuition, you're excited about it. You might do some research. You might take a couple small actions that don't feel like you have to commit. But then time goes by and you talk yourself out of it. The fear creeps in. And you don't take the big action. You don't keep that consistency. Not at the Unleashing You retreat. At this retreat, we are not only dreaming, tapping into our intuition, and getting that inspiration and motivation, we are setting plans. We are creating action. We are doing it. We are taking action while it's fresh. We will be unlocking things within you that would have taken months or years to do on your own. And we're going to get you there in just a few days. This is going to be one of those experiences where you look back and say, wow, look at who I was before that and look at who I am now. This is your transformation. And I am honored to be able to witness it. If this episode resonates with you, and I'm thinking it does if you're still listening to me now, that's probably your intuition speaking, saying that you need to be at this retreat. I invite you to join us. Send me a message on your favorite social media platform or visit acrprofessionalcoaching.com. And reserve your spot for the Unleashing You retreat. We only have space for about 10 women, so don't wait. Do not wait on your dreams. Take that fast action that we talked about while you're feeling inspired and motivated. You'll be so glad you did. This is not your normal girls' trip to the mountains. Are we gonna have fun? Are we going to dance? Are we going to have great food and drinks? Absolutely, we're going to do all of that stuff. But it is so much more than that. This is going to be a transformational experience for every single one of you who will be there. So I ask you this, is that going to be you? Reach out, let's chat, and we'll see you in the mountains. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you'd like to continue this conversation, connect with me on Instagram and say hello. You can find me at AmandaRiffey_coaching. In the meantime, if you know you are ready to step into the next incredible version of you and want to completely accelerate your personal and professional growth, let's work together. I offer one-on-one private coaching as well as workshops and in-person events. There's really something for everyone. To learn more, visit my website at acrprofessionalcoaching.com or send me a DM on Instagram and start a conversation. And don't worry, I truly want all of us to succeed. So I promise I will never steer you wrong. Let's create a career and life you love. Chat with you again soon.